Welcome to Music Scene. With me today is the one and only Bill Edwards, Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, Youth Educational Programs. Bill Edwards, someone who has helped St. Pete and our community so much, and more importantly, Bill Edwards, CEO, Big Three Entertainment, Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. With no further ado, welcome, Bill.
Hi, how are you doing?
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great.
Bill, tell us just a little bit about the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts and Class Acts, and then we're going to get into some of the backstories on the Mahaffey and the bookings. This is an incredible program for children. Please tell us how you started it, why you started it, and then we'll tell a little bit about what's going on this year.
That's a great question. First of all, thank you for allowing me to be here today. The Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts, first of all, was formed when I first took over the Mahaffey Theater almost 15 years ago. And it was for supporting the actual acts in the theater, because we weren't making enough money to support the theater without having a foundation to support us, to help support us. So originally, the foundation was going on to help support the financing of the shows that we're putting on the air and putting on, you know, putting on the stage. And then what happened was we were doing that, and during that period of time, there was a thing called Class Acts. And Class Acts was the city putting on these little shows for children and busing them in on school buses. And they had decided not to do that anymore. And so the foundation, and we all decided that we would turn around and we start funding these shows. Not only that, but the shows were small. And so because it was small, you couldn't get a lot of children into the theater to see them, because you'd have to put them up close to the stage. And anybody behind, way back, could not see those shows because it was small. So we decided to go for shows that filled the stage and had more fun. And, you know, it was almost the same shows over and over when we took over. So we decided to get a little more inspirational with it, and we did. And now we got great shows for the children. And we do two things with the foundation. One, we support the shows and the production, because it is a theater. Okay, and the second thing is we support the children and class acts and buses and stuff like that. So it's a constant situation where we're doing it every year, and every year I've got next year's shows already planned and we're kicking along and we're finishing off this year, and life is great as far as the foundation goes. We just need to keep raising money and keep it coming, you know?
Well, Bill, I have to say, first of all, that I heard from the kids that went to Pinkalicious, the musical. It was fabulous. And then this summer, you had Legally Blonde Jr., and you actually brought in the star from Broadway to come and talk to the kids. So let's go through some of the things that are coming up that you're excited about, and starting with November.
Well, November, we've got Maybelle's Suitcase, which is going to be a fun show. It's on November 10th. And then on November 19th, we got Mr. C live.
And that's science. So you're doing not just arts and culture, but science as well.
All of these shows have some sort of educational situation to them. They're all acceptable for all the school system. We do everything from Charlotte's Web last year, which I was rooting for the pig.
Hey, pig.
to science, to math. I love the science shows. I love them. You know, some of the other shows. We do a lot of shows on inclusiveness, okay, because it's important. So we did, I think, Polka Dots last year, which was an awesome example of inclusiveness. And this year we got the same thing. We've got shows on science. I love the science show because, you know, the fellow that does that is a, I can't recall his name, but he does a great job. He starts out with air and ends up with the nitrogen, and he's blowing toilet paper into to the kids' audience, and they're laughing. But, you know, we get to clean it up afterwards.
I know that. Well, you know, I think that's so wonderful. You support English, the Mad Libs Live in January. Mm-hmm. How to Survive Middle School. Mental health is so important, Bill. Let's talk a little bit about how these programs provide sort of a lifeline for kids who may not be able to experience art as uplifting, but also address issues that might come up?
I think we do both. I think, again, we bus them in, and that's a big, extraordinary thing when you got 20 busloads of kids or 25 busloads of children. But also, we want them to know that, they may be different and they might have different situations, but they're all part of the population of our country and our state and our area. So I think that, inclusiveness and learning, and we just did a show, our first show, just recently, and it was for children that had different problems, okay? And so it was a smaller crowd than normal. It was about 300, 400 people, children. But it was children that couldn't hear and children that had other problems that were, I didn't want them and we didn't want them left out of the program. So although it was only, 300 or 400 children, we had people assigned for them.
Fabulous.
It was people on steers who were both in wheelchairs and standing up. So it was just, it was just a wonderful thing to see and watch the children that had the different issues and stuff like that to be able to see something amazing like that
right.
and understand it.
And, so folks, if you want to get information about this, info@mahaffeyclassacts.org. We'll have all of the information on the article that appears on our online on-air magazine. Bill, I want to turn my attention now to the 2.6 million people since 2012 who have attended the world-class venue, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater. Already this year, you've had Randy Rainbow talk about inclusivity. You've had all kinds of things. Tell us what's coming up. And then I want to talk a little bit about some of the backstories behind how you decide and how you book these acts. So I think the next one coming up is November 9th with your QIX guitar pull.
Guitar pull is always a fun thing. We fill in the theater. It's a party. It starts around 4, and then the actual show starts at 7. But there's music. There's radio. There's so much stuff going on inside our lobby, and we always sell out, and we always have fun, and it's just a wonderful program. Right after, I want to point out that on Wednesday, November 12th, we've got the Charlie Brown Christmas Live on Stage show, and that's going to be a fun show for children and adults alike, so I highly recommend it. Phil Rosenthal, if there's still some tickets, please call our ticket office in the Mahaffey Theater, and you'll be able to buy tickets.
I love the fact that you have a diverse set of programming. And you have, for example, for kids, Sesame Street Live. But then you have John Mulaney. How the heck did you get him? December 8th and December 9th. How did you do that?
We've got great booking capabilities right now. It's, when we first started, it was hard for us to even get a show. The theater was mostly empty. Somebody else had run it 5 years before, and it was all rentals. So if you had a rental and you wanted to come there, you could. And maybe there were some shows, but, it was weddings and stuff like that. It's a wonderful theater. It's an amazing theater. It's got, boxes on the side. It's European style. I just fell in love with the theater when I first saw it many, many years ago and got involved. Actually, I got involved in it when Rick Baker was mayor, okay? And he had contacted me and said, I'm short $2 million to save the Mahaffey Theater. And I said, what's a Mahaffey Theater, right? So I ended up going there. And I just went inside, and I was, amazed at what it was. And it was cut off from an arena. It used to be an arena there. It was
right.
A front arena. And so when they cut off the arena to put on the dolly, it was a theater, okay? And so back in 2004, I donated some money in order to finish the build-out, okay? And then I walked away, and then it got built, and, I might have gone to a show or two, but I don't recall. And then in 2000, about 7, 8 years later, it was up for bids, and I decided, you know what, I'll bid on it, you know, and ended up winning the bid. And we're going into our 15th year running the theater. We're excited, you know, we're hoping to get another 5 years of, three or 4 years of contract with the city, and we're working on that. And while we're doing that, we're just having a great time putting on shows. We've got a Cirque Dream Holidays coming on November 29th. That's going to be a great show. By the way, on Sunday, November 30th, we got Jagged Edge.
That's going to be amazing.
Okay. And then, you know, we got right after that, we got Sesame Street Live on December 7th. Okay. And then John Mulaney right after that. And then, you know.
And a Broadway Christmas.
Yeah.
And a Nutcracker.
Yep.
Swan Lake.
And Fortune-Meister. And, you know, you name it. You
Glenn Miller Orchestra, In the Mood for New Year's. Folks, one of the things that's great, Bill, is that you have a world-class restaurant there, Sonata.
Oh, we do. Yeah. So before the show, mm-hmm. if you'd like to have dinner, all you could do is get on Open Table, and Sonata is on there. And you can order dinner and order a table. And by the way, when you do, you're going to be next to a 30-foot moon. Okay? And it's a exact replica of the moon. And
stunning.
That's very special. You know, Trish Duggan at the Magic Museum lent me that. It's still there, thank God. And it's an actual replica of the moon. It's been to 300 countries.
It's okay? It's phenomenal.
Okay. I take that back. 30 countries, 300 viewings.
It's perfect for proposing marriage. If you're going to get engaged, mm-hmm. this is the place to get engaged with the moon behind, and you can see when the moon is in the sky like a big pizza pie.
It's pretty romantic there, you know.
It's pretty romantic.
Especially at night, the moon lights up, and, you know, and it's an exact replica. You know, we took when we first went to the moon, we took a lot of trips around the moon, and so we got a lot of pictures, and an artist decided to paint it on a special material, and then it was put together, and it turned into a 28-meter or something moon. Okay, and so we're fortunate to have it in our theater at the restaurant.
You always have a big vision. And then, folks, I also want, Bill, tell us a little bit about the fact the Imagine Museum is a partner, and you have beautiful exhibits there, and you recently had, was it Luis Montoya?
He's still there.
Still there.
Luis Montoya was the only understudy that I know of a Dali. Okay, and so the great part about it was Dali, I think, was trying to get into three-dimensional art. He was trying to work on it, okay, but he never got there, and he never figured it out, okay, and then technology came along, and the whole thing was, it was like, remember when you were a kid and you had these little viewers with a round thing and you put them in there and you saw these three-dimensional pictures? Well, that's how it turned out now, okay? So it's like three-dimensional paintings.
Viewmasters.
Yes. The Viewmaster.
The Viewmaster.
It was a Viewmaster. Well, if you looked in a Viewmaster and you put that little round thing in there and you clicked it, you would see three-dimensional pictures in there, okay? And Dali was about, okay, well, how do I make that on a painting? And so Luis Montoya ended up figuring it out. And so I think Dali would be proud of him and his understudy. And so he did a wonderful job, and we've got an exhibit going on right now in our theater. That's just, you know, it's to drop dead for. Everybody goes in and goes, oh, it's so amazing. So we're very happy to have that. And we rotate that art.
Right.
Okay? So there's always something different. So we're three different kinds of art in the theater now, okay? We're performing arts, which is our main thing, mm-hmm. okay? We've got three-dimensional art, single, one-dimensional art, two-dimensional art, and we've got culinary arts because we've got a restaurant.
And then we have you, Bill. That's four.
Yeah.
The art, I always say Bill is the art of the deal. Bill, I want to do a few shout outs more for some of the things. Morrissey coming up on
Morrissey, yeah.
20th. Yeah. Penn and Teller, who I was at the Mahaffey when they came in, always a favorite. I hope they did the love show. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how you got David Foster and Catherine McPhee February 20th.
Well, just so happened we found out they were going on tour and were able to jump on it. And they're coming, and we're so excited about that because she won American Idol, and David Foster is a well-known producer of so many people.
Michael Bublé, too.
I can't even name it.
Michael Bublé came out of,
right? Michael
Bublé
is one of them, but there's, you know, so many, okay? And so I just don't know the whole, but he's a producer. He was a producer for my wife. My wife did some music with him.
Really?
Yeah, because they're both Canadians, you know. So.
Wow. Another favorite, excuse me, is coming back, is Pink Martini. Love Pink Martini.
Yeah, we're happy it's coming back. Okay? Yeah. It's nice to have shows that sell out, and then they come back and they sell it again. So, you know, our whole plan is to try to sell out as many great shows as possible. So as the years have gone on, our booking has been getting better and better, and it's just more people and more great people.
And that's all you, Bill, all you. Ali Wong, people are excited about. Titus called me. I said, call Bill. Titus said, Ali Wong, live. How did you get Ali Wong?
Same thing. We got a bunch of people that provide us with comedians. And so we love comedians because they always sell out. Everybody we bring is funny. We've brought so many comedians in. And, you know, again, it's a lot easier to deal with than a big performance because, you know, it's a stool and some water and some lights and a microphone. And that's pretty basically their requirements, you know, besides.
You also treat this as Vegas. You have a lot of illusionists, and I know that you're having someone I'm looking forward to seeing, Magic Rocks with Leon Etienne, but this is something you do. You mix it up. You've had people cooking. You've had, of course, Kashmir featuring Jean Vallée, Spirit of Led Zeppelin, a lot of shows, but the top shows for retro music. It's incredible to see One Night of Queen. You know, tell me a little bit about that.
But you know, one of my favorite shows is coming.
What's
that?
It's
a Coral Reefer Band. Okay,
woo!
This was the band that Jimmy Buffett was using. God bless his soul. When he passed away, he's been with some of these people one of 30 years. Okay, it's a magical time because they sound so much like the original. One of the guys just sings all his songs, and it sounds awesome. And if you haven't bought tickets yet, there are not many left. But I would call up and. That's coming up on the January 15th, okay? And that's just a knockdown, drag-out, wonderful, kick-the-beach-ball kind of show that I just love.
Are you going to wear a tropical shirt? I'm going to wear a tropical
shirt. I'm going to
wear
it now. I'm just going to keep on doing it, you know?
You know, I have to say a couple things that are coming back that I love. The Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular. If you don't bring your family to that, it's amazing.
You're missing
out
on an amazing show. Yep. It's just... It's hard to describe lasers and music and
in the Mojave, yes. Yep, and then, of course, you're bringing back another tribute band, the ABBA tribute, something that you're known for at the Mojave.
Yeah, it's, you know, that show we've had so many times and it sells out almost every time. So I love that music. I sing it, you know.
Mamma Mia. So, Bill, I want to just
ask. It's always in the shower.
Well, you know, and anytime you want to sing on Radio St. Pete, we're here. Bill, tell me a little bit about membership has its privileges, and it supports the Foundation for the Arts, and you're doing some new things now with the mingling where you have actually people speaking. Tell me a little bit about how this is morphing.
Well, it's several things, okay? We have special events for our members. We got a membership spectacular coming up very shortly. I'm just trying to figure out where it is.
That's okay. We will make sure that is in the article as well.
Yep. But our members are coming soon. And I think it's November 20th, if I'm not mistaken. And what we do is the members come and we have a Christmas party and we have a band and we have music and we have food and alcohol and little drinks. Or if you don't want alcohol, you can have pop or whatever you want. Okay? But it's such a festive time of the year that we want to have a holiday party for everyone. So, you know, as many members as want to come and bring their other half and their guests, we're just loving it.
You know? Bill, I want to thank you for being here today with us at Radio St. Pete, for everything you do for this community, Foundation for the Arts, Class Acts, the world-class venue, Duke Energy Center for the Arts. What is the importance of music to you? And I know that I've been in your office. I know you're a big music fan. Well, how has music changed your life?
Oh, in so many ways. You know, I had a recording studio for 20 years, and we've had everybody from Toby Keith to Reba McEntire to you name it. And we recorded them, and they became friends, and we made money together back in the days when you made money in music. You don't make money anymore, so I got rid of the recording studio. There's no sense recording, you know. but the bottom line to it is music is my soul, and I hope it's in other people's souls. And if it is, come on down to the theater, because we're going to give you a wonderful show no matter what show you come to.
Bill Edwards, we appreciate you being here, and folks, we'll have all the information. You can get a hold of the Foundation for the Arts, 727-300-2000, and we will have the website, links, and even Trevor Pettiford's video interview. Thank you, Trevor, Bay News 9, Spectrum 9 interview, and I want to thank you for being here.
I want to thank you for allowing me to be here. I love your program. I listen to it, and I just think it's great, and continue doing the great work.
Thank you, Bill Edwards, for Radio St. Pete. We're out. Go to the Mahaffey and listen to some great music.
Yeah.